two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, officers involved in three separate shootings were justified in the use of deadly force. That's according to Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports one of those cases occurred in West Valley back in September.
Responding officers found a man, Shiloh Jason McCleary, in a garage by a vehicle with a gun.
They saw Mr. McCleary lying on the floor of the garage holding a handgun pointed at his temple and in their direction.
After a minute of commands to put his hands up, Gill's report states the suspect did not move. One of the officers fired a shot from across the street. The suspect's gun was found outside the garage and they took McCleary into custody.
Two other shootings in West Jordan and in Sandy where a SWAT officer was shot saw similar findings by Gill. Officers were justified in using lethal force. Weber County Sheriff's Office says a woman likely drowned in Ogden Canyon today. Police say a man found the woman unconscious on the ground early this morning. He performed CPR until an ambulance arrived, but she died. Our top national story this hour. Stocks clawed their way into positive territory this afternoon after this week of historic losses. So are we headed toward a recession? Well, it depends who you talk to.
Two major Wall Street banks making their predictions. Goldman Sachs says it's putting it at 35% that we'll see a recession in the next 2 years. Morgan Stanley says there's a 25% chance of that. But interestingly enough, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who, remember, was the head of the Federal Reserve before Jerome Powell, said this week she thinks that the odds of a recession are pretty low in this country.
Talking there, ABC News financial reporter Alexis Christophorus. Finland says Russia is going to cut off its gas supply. It's in retaliation after Finland applied to join NATO this week.
Finnish state-owned gas wholesaler Gasum, writing in a statement, quote, on the afternoon of Friday, May 20th, Gazprom Export informed Gasum that natural gas supplies to Finland under Gasum supply contract will be cut on Saturday, 21st of May, end quote. This comes as Finland has officially applied to join NATO. Only 5% of energy use in Finland, though, is gas-based. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Today, a federal judge has refused to end pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. The judge blocked a plan by the Biden administration to lift the restrictions next Monday. Migrants have been expelled more than 1.9 million times since March of 2020 under Title 42. That provision denies migrants a chance to request asylum on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Title 42 will stand for the time being. President Biden has announced Operation Fly Formula, but the Pentagon says it's still not off the ground yet.
The military is still deciding whether it will use its own or contract commercial flights to bring foreign-produced infant formula to parents in this country.
From Zurich, Switzerland to the United States, it will be going to Plainfield, Indiana, this first flight.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the military is still working to arrange those shipment flights. Then it's up to FDA inspectors to sign off on the shipments and get them to grocery stores. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Frustrating that at the same time baby formula is in short supply, some people who don't even have babies are still getting free formula samples. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
McKenna Johnson from Spanish Fork just got two free cans of formula sent to her, but she doesn't have any babies in her home.
It was easy enough to post it on my Instagram and somebody snagged it pretty quick. And I had someone from California wanting to pay me for it and pay to ship it out there, which I never would have made them pay for it. But It was already gone.
This begs the question, why? It didn't take long for me to find articles, tweets, and social media comments with lots of other claims of similar things happening across the country.
You would think if there's a shortage, you know, why are we randomly mailing out formula?
While companies are not responding right now to the claims, the best thing to do if you receive the free formula is to donate it to someone in need.
Doctors' offices, hospitals, and social media are good ways to find people who need formula. KSL News Time 504, the Utah Department of Environmental Quality wants you to get your home tested for radon.
The DEQ says 33% of homes have dangerously high levels of radon. They want to require in-home testing when homes are sold and have schools, daycare centers, prisons, and public buildings tested for radon. They're also pushing for mitigation systems to be installed in all new construction.
The DEQ is hoping to increase public awareness of radon. They're offering inexpensive test kits at radon.utah.gov. KSL News Time 505.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.